Well, we are back from the break, folks. And before we get to the co-main event, I've just been told that Burrito Kiko has been rushed to the hospital with serious throat injuries. WWA at this time would like to wish this young lady the speediest of recoveries and simply say that we hope to see her back at Julio's side on our next Superstar show. As the lights dim, the Ovaltron lights up and we can see a figure wearing makeup and a huge white top hat pedaling on a unicycle. And of course, the circus is in town. Let's greet Absolutely Real.
Do you want excitement? Do you like entertainment? Do you like nonstop action? Well, then there's no need to look any further. The moment you've all been waiting for is here. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, come one, come all, and witness the one-man show, an experience unmatched by anything in this universe. Real Entertainment and Real TV presents to you the most electrifying, the most death-defying, and the most mystifying show on Earth. Strap yourselves in. It's time for the Real Effin' Show.
Fans, as you can see atop the rampway, Madison and Homeless Bob have made their way out into this capacity crowd. And tonight, the lovely Madison is dressed in a powder blue business suit. And let me point out that she's also carrying Lee Reel's brand new WWA Can-Am International Heavyweight Championship belt. But would you look at Homeless Bob? Look at the trash can Superman. He's dressed in his usual bum-like attire. Oh, hey, don't go to the bathroom on the stage. Oh, my God. Hey, this is a family show, Bob.
International fans, here's the superstar you've all been waiting for. About to come down the aisle, he dictates, I must introduce first to you his entourage. To the left, he is the shopping cart trash can Superman and everyone's favorite sidekick. Ladies and gentlemen, Homeless Bob! And he's right, he's the mind behind the magnificent. She is Miss Madison!
And now it's time to greet the WWA Can-Am International Heavyweight Champion. The curtain parts and there he stands. There stands Lee Reel with his arms outstretched. And my God, does Texas love this guy or what? As Lee Reel makes his way down to the stage, a huge display of laser lights is going off. Oh, pyrotechnics. And what an entrance tonight by Lee Reel.
Show kids, to be a fucking show.
Tonight, the Canadian Wrestle God is dressed in a pair of blue pants with a sleeveless white shirt and, believe it or not, matching blue top hat. Pointing out to the crowd, Reel releases the energy from the capacity audience and, oh! What an awesome opening!
And now, entering the ring, he weighs in at a slim, trim, jacked and stacked 252 pounds of pure entertainment, coming to us from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. He is known throughout the world as the Canadian Wrestle God, the North American Nightmare, and Mr. International. He's your role model, the party host, and current WWA Can-Am International Heavyweight Champion, ladies and gentlemen, Absolutely Real.
Climbing the turnbuckle, Lee Reel raises his arms in the air.
And his opponent.
Finally hopping down and removing his jacket and pants to reveal his wrestling attire, you can now see the words Mr. International written across the back of Lee's, I guess, ass in red lettering. Pointing to his grandfather at ringside, Reel, he acknowledges the old man and, turning back towards Madison, Reel gives her the final instructions. Kano with the steel chair shot from hell from behind and slamming unforgiving weapon of the extreme into Lee Rio's back. Medicine is crushed into the turnbuckle like an Oreo. Kavanaugh just, he just leveled Homeless Bob and quickly applying the stomp to the head, chest, arm, legs, and neck area of Homeless Bob off the canvas and over the top rope. Kavanaugh throws the trash can Superman down onto the hard concrete floor, and fans, Michael State guys, Kavanaugh is just even the odds with one calculating move. That's how dangerous Michael State guys Kavanaugh is each and every time he steps in the ring. The left stick double leg takes Lee Real to the canvas and pounding down on the international champion with wild haymakers. Kavanaugh raises his hands to the crowd. And my God, they're just not receiving Michael State guys Kavanaugh well here in Texas. Distracted by taunting the crowd from behind, Real chop blocks Kavanaugh's knee at the joint and crippling to the canvas. Real shrugs off the initial attack, applying hard boots to the chest of the former world heavyweight champion. Again, rolling under the bottom ropes with Kavanaugh still stunned. The champion takes hold of Kavanaugh's ankle and slamming it into the ring post. Kavanaugh cries out in pain from the brutal impact. Upside down and applying a figure four. Real tugs without mercy on the toe, increasing the pressure on Kavanaugh's knee. And the referee is quick to break up the hold, allowing Lee Real time to crawl back into the ring, still in control of the offense. With Kavanaugh still down on the canvas, gripping his injured joint in pain, Lee continues the ground assault by placing Michael State guys Kavanaugh's ankle on top of the bottom rope and stomping down hard. Lee Real continues to work on the injured leg of Michael State guys Kavanaugh. I think Lee Real is actually taking a page out of Michael State guys Kavanaugh's book. Rolling from the ring and unable to place any pressure on the leg, Michael State guys Kavanaugh does not seem to be able to fight back. He's not in any shape to stand up on that injured leg. But if I know Kavanaugh like all these fans do here in Texas, the only way he's going to be able to continue is if you chop up both his arms and both his legs. And come to think about it, if Kavanaugh could still fight you, I'd still give him a chance in this match, even without limbs. Following Kavanaugh to the outside, the champion is calling for a DDT, but Kavanaugh uses his upper body strength to ram Real into the steel stairs, and my God, look at the champion arching his back in pain. Kavanaugh tosses Real into the opposite iron post with the tough glove Irish whip, and look at Lee Real face first into the small mats in Ric Flair-like fashion.
Get up, come on, fucker. Show some fucking enthusiasm. Quit being a worthless little cunt.
Kavanaugh is now motioning for Real to get to his feet. And using the apron, Lee is trying to pull himself upright with his back against the steel post. Here comes Kavanaugh with a head full of steam and crashing into the pillar shoulder first. Michael State guys, Kavanaugh misses the spear, holding his surgically repaired shoulder. Kavanaugh is gritting his teeth in pain from the intense throw. And Lee Real just smashed the steel chair over the back of Michael State guys Kavanaugh, adding insult to injury, pushing the injured Kavanaugh back into the squared circle. Lee Real slides in the chair, following with victory in his eyes. As Kavanaugh attempts to get to all fours from the side, Lee Real cranks on an STF, but before he can wrench Mike's arm from his socket, Kavanaugh's quick to grab the nylon, forcing the hold to be broken. Fans, even when Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh is at his most vulnerable, he's highly aware of his positioning in the ring. And this sixth sense is what I feel makes the history maker so dangerous and so unpredictable. Real now rifles a trio of punches into Kavanaugh's shoulder before lifting the former world heavyweight champion back to his feet. And Kavanaugh countered with a surprise Anaconda crippler face. It's the Anaconda. Real reaches for the ropes, wrapping his legs in the nylon. And Kavanaugh connects with a donkey punch to the back of the head before breaking the hold. Limping to an upright position, Kavanaugh picks up the dented steel chair, but before swinging the weapon, Real is up. Kip up. Wax on. Wax off. Here we go, big Canadator. Down goes Michael State guys. Kavanaugh. One, two, kick out by Kellen. This one's gonna continue. Real crisscrosses his legs, applying a tight scissor lock on the head and rolling into the downward dog position. Kavanaugh clamps down like a pit bull, struggling to his feet, pulling Real from the canvas up into powerbomb position. Kavanaugh smashes the champion down hard onto the logo, and with the referee in perfect position, this one is over. One, two, three, no kick out by Real, and this one's gonna continue. Oh my god, fans, look what just appeared at the top of the ramp. Darabazov is now opening a chair, and he is sitting at the entranceway to the arena. Kavanaugh can definitely see Bazov because he's pointing at him. Oh, I can't say what he just said on TV, but Bazov is now sitting down and crossing his arms. I guess Darabazov wants to take a good look at what all the hoopla is about. He wants to see what Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh has in the tank. Pointing to the flattened steel chair, Kavanaugh looks to send a message to Bazov and jamming Real's head between his thighs. He's going for a steel chair pile driver. No, Real counters with a backdrop and using a momentary distraction to take advantage. Real picks up the chair. He tosses it to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh catches it. Second fan Canadator connects. And as the chair ricochets off of Mike's head, Kavanaugh falls flat on his back and Real is going for his finisher. Up to the top turnbuckle. Off into the air into a leap of faith. Highlight of the night. Real's got the leg up. One, two, three. I don't believe it. Lee Real has just hit Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh. Looking for Zomp. He appears to be disgusted. With his hands raised high in the air, Real is now pointing to Bazov. And can you believe this? Lee Real is challenging Darryl Bazov to a match. Folding up his chair and exiting the arena, you must know that Mr. Petit has made it clear to Bazov. Under no circumstances is Darryl to come down to ringside without a booking. I guess Mr. Petit, to quote himself a couple of hours ago before this contest, he said, come hell or high water, Darryl Bazov versus Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh is going to take place for the world title, even if he is to protect Bazov from himself. As Lee Real exits the ring, you can see a disgusted and angry Michael Kavanaugh looking up at the Ovaltron. And as the finisher hits him, you can just see the disgust brewing in Kavanaugh's brain. Oh my god, Righteous has appeared from behind Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh is in steel. He just hit Kavanaugh with a steel chair. Oh my god, and he's mounting Kavanaugh, and he's hitting him with close punches. Here comes Rick Righteous raining close fist down on the former world heavyweight champion. Sprinting past Bazov and diving into the ring, Jack Craven applies a jack attack on Righteous, and it looks like this is going to be an old-fashioned Black Knight ass kicking. Kavanaugh goes to the body, to the body, to the body, to the body, to the body. Oh my god, Darryl Bazov is out into the ring, and he just drilled Jack Craven in the back of the head with that damn folding chair that he had. The impact forces the Immortal One to release the hold, and Kavanaugh immediately tackles Righteous to the ground. Bazov pulls Kavanaugh up. Rainbow Stunner on Kavanaugh. My god, this can't be. Oh no, are they? Yes, folks, Darryl Bazov and Rick Righteous are hugging. You have to be kidding me. Inside the ring comes the WWE security, and folks, if you thought Darryl Bazov was dangerous now, can you imagine how unstoppable he's gonna be with Rick Righteous at his side? Jesus, Petit, what have you just gone and done? Fans, I am completely shocked, and our show isn't even close to over. But before we take our final break, let me say something about the Bazov-Kavanaugh feud. Tonight, Darryl Bazov took it to Magnum Randall and pretty much pinned one of the best wrestlers here in WWA. Tonight, Mike Kavanaugh was faced with the same challenge, but came up a little bit short. So at this point, I'm thinking, to be fair to Lee Real, that the Canadian Wrestle God has to be the front runner to face Darryl Bazov for the World Heavyweight Championship belt at Last Rite. Look, I love Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh, and I will never take away what he has done for this company. He is the single most important component here in WWA, and I definitely respect him. But if the Michael Kavanaugh that I just saw in the ring tonight shows up at Last Rite against a very motivated and talented Darryl Bazov, it's not even going to be close. Bazov is going to pin Kavanaugh, he's going to retain the title, and Darryl Bazov, in my prediction, is going to be on one of the longest championship runs in eWrestling.org history. Folks, Daryl Bischoff is just that damn good. Like him or not, you gotta give it to the guy. He has talent. As the ring is being cleared, it's time to tell you about our next iPay-per-view. So let's go to the Overtron.
They have battled in the past, with each warrior trying to solidify their futures at the other's expense. Against all odds and against the grain, Michaelson guys, Kevin will be given one last chance to show the fans of eWrestling.org why he has earned the title of Living Legend. Ahead of the curve and above the rest, these two wrestlers will come together after 3 long years apart, but this time it's on an even plane, with both men putting it all on the line. It's more about pride and leaving their egos at the door than anything else. It's Kevin Owens Bizarre 4, and it promises to be the match of the decade. Won't you join us on July 6, 2005, from one of the biggest stages on Earth? This is WWE in conjunction with eWrestling.org. Presents to you, the fans, Bizarre and Kevin Owens 4. And come hell or high water, Mr. McKee says, it will be for the eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Championship. In the past, the future has held the edge. Now in the present, it's Kevin Owens' turn to finally show Bizarre why he is called the History Maker. It's Kevin Owens Bizarre 4, and it's going to take place under burn to a crisp match rule. 10 feet of flame, 10 miles of ego, and 100 degrees of pure entertainment. And there's only one world championship belt for one man to have. Who will emerge victorious? Who will finally end this feud on top? And in the end of the night, which man will command the respect of the WWE by exiting our show as our eWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion? It's the epic battle you've all been waiting for, and Mr. Petit guarantees that this main event will end in a shocking and extreme injury. Also on the card, Rick Righteous will face off against Lee Riddle in a double title. Anything goes, Hell in a Cell bout. And yes, folks, you guessed it, both the International and BACW Championships will be on the line. Other superstars on the card include Magnum Randall, Jack Craven, True Greatness, Mike Morrison, Chris Rush, Joey Evangelito, and the new inductee into our 2004 Hall of Fame, La Sombra. Don't you miss the WWE's iPay-per-view entitled Last Rites. That's coming to you live from the Staples Center located in Los Angeles, California. Because when this world's all over, not even the power of Christ will be able to compel you. Based on champions at the time, this card is subject to change.